New Country Z100. It's Dierks Bentley along with Brothers Osborne. And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. Kent and the Country Morning Show. And I've been telling you about something really cool that is going on here at the holidays. Because really, what we really want to do as parents is show our kids what it really means to get into the Christmas spirit. And I have got a phenomenal way. Moms and dads, if you're listening, if you just dropped off your kids at school or and you're heading to work, this is something that y'all can do here this week and really feel good about it. It's St. Kicks of Southern Illinois. And I have some special guests in the studio. I've got Sam and Alex. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Morning. First off, Sam, tell me about where you're from. It's Arsenal Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, is that right?
That's correct.
The reason why I know this is because my brother-in-law, Hambone, as he's affectionately known, does the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Where is your place located first?
I'm actually inside of Stark's Gym.
Up in Benton or West City?
West City.
Yeah, yeah.
Proper, yeah. But yeah, it's actually located inside of there, and I've been there for about 4 years, five years maybe.
Ooh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I see pictures and things on Facebook, my brother-in-law, and I know he's probably getting embarrassed. I won't talk about him anymore, but
He's red right now.
Yeah, I know. It's motivating. Like, man, if he can do this, I can certainly go run on the treadmill for a little bit today. And then, Alex, thank you for being here as well. And is this your second year doing this shoe drive?
Yes, it's our second.
Is that what we're calling it, a shoe drive?
Whatever you want to call it. We just want your shoes.
All right. So tell us what your mission is and what you want to do.
So our mission is to collect new quality shoes to make a real impact in the life of children here in our community. So basically we want parents, you're already out shopping. So we're hoping this is something relatively easy. I know as a parent, I'll be out shopping, I'll see a great deal on a pair of shoes, and usually I think, oh, I wish my kid wore that size.
Right.
Well, this is your chance to snag that pair of shoes. The size is irrelevant. We will find a child that can use those shoes. We have many drop-off locations in Southern Illinois.
Yeah, tell us where we can donate these shoes at.
Well, we have, in Benton, of course, we have Stark, Arsenal BJJ. There's a box there. You can drop them off.
Okay.
There in Marion, we have Gold's Gym, Volkswagen of Marion, the Teacher Store, the print shop, and CrossFit of Marion. Those are all drop-off locations for us. And then in Carbondale, CrossFit Hinosis is our drop-off location. But we also we went and picked up shoes last year from Homes. Will make it as easy as possible because, you know, our goal is to just try to make Christmas as bright as we can for as many kids as we can.
My dad was a teacher for a long time, and I know I have a lot of teacher friends, and they tell me about kids that come to school, they don't have the proper clothing. And so you guys decided last year we're going to do this, and now you're doing it even more. And then, Sam, I was going to ask you, like, some people listen, like, well, I've got a pair of used shoes that I could give, but really what we're looking for is something new that will help this just child out.
Right. When we got the idea for this 2 years ago, it was after a trunk or treat at Benton Square.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not a teacher. I don't see that kind of stuff. I was shook.
I mean,
to see number one, and it was cold that year. To see all
I
the
remember
kids
that
out there.
Halloween. Oh, it was cold.
Yeah, it was horrible. But all these kids out there, some of them with no coats, and then, but the thing that got to me the most was just the ratty shoes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I come from, you know, my mom was a single parent for half my life, and I know what it's like to go to school with Walmart shoes, too. You know what I mean? I know how mean kids can be. And so we just started kind of kicking it around, and that's where we come up with the idea for new name brand shoes. These kids, they get them... We work with the at-risk counselors at the schools.
Okay.
And so they actually get to open the shoes at school and wear them home.
Wow, that's so awesome. Yeah, they get a pair of Nikes or Adidas or whatever.
And for some of these kids, it may be the only Christmas present they get this year. You know, so if people are looking to make a difference, this is a great way to do it. And for a local kid, you know, my dad used to always say, you know, people always talk about, when they see something bad, how somebody ought to do something. Someone ought to do something about that.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, they always forget that they're someone.
Mm-hmm.
So.
There you go. I know somebody is listening right now that would love to help out with St. Kicks of Southern Illinois. And once again, I'll have all of this up on our Facebook and on the web as well. If you would like to donate, it's a new pair of shoes. You may be out doing your last minute running around, and it's like, oh, look, here's a pair of Nikes that are like, you know, $39.99. It'd be on sale. Mm-hmm. We're just looking for a name brand new pair of shoes. And when a kid opens this, you guys are making sure the child gets this. Like, yes. You're going to the school.
Yes.
That is cool.
And these counselors are identifying these kids that are in need. Unfortunately, some of their home situations mean that their parents aren't reaching out to other organizations for help during Christmas because they don't want to share what's going on, you know, in their private life.
Yeah.
That means the kids slip through the cracks. And this is a way to just really try to make Christmas brighter, not just for one day, but, you know, for the life of as long as they have those shoes.
Okay. Last thing I want to talk about real quick, Alex, we kind of have a deadline here. I know a lot of schools, maybe Wednesday is their last day, maybe Thursday is their last day. So we're kind of like under the wire here, right? At the very end. Okay. So, but they can bring them into any of the locations that we're going to put up on our website. And then you'll make sure they go to the right place. But if it is this weekend coming up, you'll still make sure they get to a good home, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Unfortunately, cool. This is a need that never goes away.
Right.
We do it for Christmas, but actually throughout this last year, we were helping out as counselors reached out to us. And so,
prom shoes, homecoming shoes, that kind of
thing. I gotcha.
Kind of
cool. I love this. Yeah. This is a real way for anybody listening to help out and make a huge impact in the life of a kid that just needs a pair of shoes, you know, and that's all we're asking you for, a new pair of name brand tennis shoes that will be handed directly to a child that needs them there at school. You talk about putting a smile on a kid's face, man. Think about opening up a pair of Nike Air, and it's like, woo! Remember when you were a kid, how excited it was? Like, when I got a pair of shoes, the first thing I did was like, look how fast these shoes are. I would run all over the house. Look how fast these are.
I'm wearing them out.
I'm wearing them out right now. Help them out. St. Kicks of Southern Illinois, and we'll have everything listed there on our Facebook and where you can drop off your shoes this week for a kid that needs them. Sam, Alex, nice meeting y'all. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you.